Well, good morning, champions. Man, it is April already. Time is flying by. Thanks for jumping on this morning's Mojo Call. I've got a quick message for you this morning to start your day. And we're in the beginning of April, so it's a great way to start out the month. I want to talk about leadership. And, you know, there are different types of leaders, and then you have special leaders. So I want to talk about some great leadership traits that great leaders have. And we can apply them, of course, every day, not just in our ACN business, but in life. So the first thing I want to talk about leadership is that leaders are great listeners. They make it a point to seek first to understand, then to be understood. I think that's Stephen Covey, if I'm not mistaken. When communicating with prospects and people, they listen, and they listen, and they listen, and then they talk. How many of you have ever met someone and they love to talk about themselves? Obviously, you know, people's greatest subject is themselves. And we just have to listen. We have to listen. And one of the things I was guilty of early on is I would listen, but I was always ready to say what I wanted to say. And I had to learn that, you know, the most important person in that conversation is the other person. Their needs, their wants, their desires, their feelings. And, I mean, just the other day, I met a lady who just wanted to tell me how great she was and went on and on and on in detail and depth of all the things that she did. And I was happy for her. It was great. I was recruiting her. And she ended up getting in the business. And then come to find out, you know, she was fearful of everything. She didn't want to make a phone call. She didn't want to do this. She didn't want to do that. So all that hyping up and all the things she said about herself, she obviously got exposed, but I had to listen to it. And so that it's a great trait to have. You will attract people to you when you or when we listen. So that's the first thing, a great trait of great leadership. The second great trait of great leadership is the great leaders are readers. Leaders are readers. They seek to better themselves and their craft by gaining knowledge. They realize that they don't know everything. Think about it. How many of you have been in a rut in your ACN business and then someone recommended a good book and that's exactly what you needed to be off and running again? I remember the first time I read How to Win Friends and Influence People. Man, that was so needed at that particular time, and it allowed me to really understand how to relate and how to connect with people. And you guys, you know, you heard, for those of you that were on the leadership call on Monday, I recommended the book Project 369. Man, that was perfect for me at this time, in this juncture in my business, in my life. And I hope you guys are taking advantage of that. It's a phenomenal book. You know, even our president, Greg Provenzano, recommends that if you just read 10 pages a day, by the end of the year, you'll be a better person. It will drastically change your life. So, you know, leaders are great readers. It's a great characteristic and trait to have. The third thing that makes someone a great leader is that they are mentally tough. They understand that things happen. Adversity is a part of life. It's a part of business. It's a part of life. They don't get rattled when challenges come and arise, and challenges are going to come. It is a part of life. You know, it's funny. A few years ago, I recommended a book. I don't know if you guys remember this, for those of you that have been around for a while, a book called The 177 Mental Toughness Secrets of the World Class. Man, that was a great book. And it was so telling in that particular time. But if you look at all the great leaders in history, they all, he or she, had to make some tough decision, whether it be about going to war or family issues or life issues or people issues, all right, you name it. But, you know, the bottom line here is they had to make tough decisions, and they're mentally tough. I'll give you another great example of mental toughness. You know, who's in the media a lot today is Tiger Woods. Now, if you guys remember, just over a year ago, he was in a terrible car accident. He almost lost his leg. All right. And for so many people, that would have been it for them. That would have been like, okay, I had a great career. I tore my leg up. I'm never going to be the same. But not Tiger. Not only did he come back, he rehabbed his leg and inside of a year was able to play in a golf tournament with his son. And now he is playing in the Masters golf tournament this weekend. You want to talk about mental toughness. That's why he's the greatest golfer to ever live. So that's a great, great, great trait to have. And you guys know this. Look, in ACN, you're going to deal with all kind of stuff. People quitting, people, you know, coming back. You're going to deal with all kind of stuff. But you got to be mentally tough. You got to be level-headed and stay the course. Let's talk about the fourth trait of a great leader. As they take care of themselves. They realize, and I'm talking about their health, they realize that in order to perform at a high level, they must be healthy. All right? Look, when your energy level is high, you really, really, really inspire people. In fact, I heard something the other day that says, people are inspired when you never get tired. Is that awesome or what? People are inspired when you never get tired. So it is important that you have endurance. You know, ACN is a marathon. It's not a sprint. It takes time. You know, some of you, it's gonna take a little longer. But while you're enduring this journey, you want to be in great shape. You want to have energy. Also, that's attractive. If you look at the owners of our company, they're all in great shape. They're in good health. They're healthy-looking people, and that attracts people to you. So it's important to invest that time into eating right and exercising and taking care of your body. It only helps you in every aspect of your life. Let's talk about the fifth trait that makes someone a great leader. Great leaders lead by example. They don't ask you to do something that they would not do themselves. They're the first ones there and the last ones to leave. All right? They lead by example. They're the first ones to pique interest, the first ones to present. They peak every day. They never take the credit when things are going well, and they always give away the praise when things are going well. All right? They just lead by example. And the best way to do that in our business is obviously being in phase one. You hear me talk about that on Monday as well. It's just always being the one talking to people every day, presenting every day, trying to get customers every day, growing your business, growing yourself every single day. So that is a great trait to have, is to just lead by example. You've heard the saying, more things are caught than taught in our business. Really simple. All that means is lead by example. And the last thing I came up with here, a great characteristic of a great leader is great leaders replace themselves. I'm going to say that again. Great leaders replace themselves, meaning they mentor others. They find and develop other leaders. They realize that they must help other people. They must give back. They realize that it means nothing if they're the only ones winning. It's important to have many other people win. It's important. Leaders are interested and focused on legacy. You get to a point where you realize and you start asking yourself, why am I here? What is my purpose? Right? They think about the next generation. They think about sacrifice, you know, sacrificing for other people. So it's kind of like parenting. You know, when you have a child, you go out of your way to give that child every single opportunity to win possible. And leaders are that way with the people they're working with the people they're associated with. Everybody has a mentor. Everybody has someone that takes their place. If you look at coaching, you know, if you look at, like, you know, we just had the NCAA tournament with some great games this weekend. But, you know, every winning culture, every winning organization, the historic head coach always wanted to pick their predecessor, all right, pick the next generation to lead this great, great institution. Well, that's how great leaders are. They're thinking about their legacy. They're just not thinking about, oh, I've made my money, I'm successful. They're thinking about, how can I help other people? And look, there's so many other traits and characteristics of great leadership, like humility and sacrifice and love and excitement and enthusiasm. But these six things, I really, really, really do believe if we can use them and encompass them, we can grow a huge business. You can create a tremendous following by having these characteristics. So my message to you guys is lead by example and have an awesome day. Take care.